Good morning. Great to be here.
Not a problem at all. Now, explain to us, what is the Kokoda Challenge?
It's a hiking event. It's built as Australia's toughest event. So the big one is a 96-kilometre hike.
Yeah.
You take part in over a maximum of 39 hours. You have to finish it within that. Otherwise, I suppose you don't finish.
Right.
Yeah, so it's basically just a long hike that you do straight sort of thing. So, yeah.
It sounds like it's
a... I haven't really explained a bit of that. It's a 96-kilometre walk and you do it without stopping, basically.
That is a long way, 96 kilometres.
It is. I think, most people probably haven't walked more than 20 kilometres a day in their life.
You're probably right about that.
You know, like, 20 kilometres is a long way. I've done plenty of 20-kilometre training hikes, and 96 kilometres is huge, and it scares me, to be honest, but, you know, that's part of it as well.
It is,
all about
yes.
Challenging yourself.
Yes, I can imagine. Well, what is the pinnacle event part of the Kokoda Challenge?
The pinnacle event, Kokoda Challenge as a whole operates like a number of different challenges. I think they do one in Melbourne and they're doing one in the Gold Coast and then Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast. So the pinnacle challenge is taking part in all three events. So it's 30-kilometre hike in Brisbane, which is on May the 28th, I believe. And then 2 weeks later, it's a 48-kilometre hike from Kenilworth. And then about a month after that, which is the middle of the year, is the 96-kilometre hike on the Gold Coast. So it's just, I suppose our team this year sort of thought it would be a good way to get some training in on the way to the 90.
Right, okay. And how are you preparing for the
event? Separately.
Yep.
Sorry?
How are you preparing for the event?
How am I preparing for the event?
Yeah.
Look, the guys I train with, I work with, the guys I'm doing the event with, I work with. So we're all in the gym 5 mornings a week. We do 3 strength sessions and then 2 conditioning sessions. And then most of it's pretty busy. Like, we work long hours doing construction work, so it's kind of hard to get too many hikes in. But we try and do hikes when we can on RDOs. Some of us go off and do our own hike training on weekends on our own. But yeah, it's a lot of, I suppose for us, it's more about just combining all of our regular training and then just adding some hikes in on the way and hoping that we get through it.
Okay.
But whether we're doing enough or not, Tom will tell. 96 kilometres is a long way and a lot can go wrong.
Absolutely. Look, so, okay, so tell me, why is the Kokoda Youth Foundation important to you?
Look, they're out there doing great work from, I suppose, youth, early teenage type age kids that might be disengaged from their education and sort of a bit disaffected. They just need some sort of, I suppose, some guidance to refocus what they want.
Right.
And where they want to end up in life, I suppose. The Kokoda Challenge just takes them out. They have a camp or they do regular program sort of things with them. And they just give them the tools and to steer themselves in the right direction, I suppose. I suppose the Kokoda Foundation's core values is sort of courage, endurance, mateship and sacrifice. And they just found these kids with the ability to, you know, go out and make a good life for themselves, I suppose.
Yeah, okay.
My understanding of it. But, yeah, they're out there doing good things for kids that might be, you know, not have the opportunity that everyone else's kids have. So,
okay. Well, look, tell us a little bit about your story. Like, why are you participating?
Look, I went through some health issues a couple of years ago, and I had a type of cancer. I won't go into it for too long, but I got through that, and then yeah, obviously the treatment for that took a big toll on me health-wise. And I kind of got through my treatment, and about a year later, it was New Year's Eve, and I was like, well, I'm going to make some changes this year, as everyone does. And on the first day back at work, I was talking to some mates, the guys who I'm doing the challenge with, and they're like, oh, we're doing this challenge. We should do it with us. You know, it's a 75-day hard challenge. I was like, oh, okay. And I sort of thought to myself, well, it sounds not for me. But I said, no, just throw yourself in it. So I went about it, and so we're about maybe 4 or 5 weeks into the challenge and going really well. All the accountability was there. It was great. And then work come up and said, we're putting teams in corporately for the Kokoda Challenge. Does anyone want to go? And the guy, Tyson, my teammate, he's now our team captain, sort of said, do you guys want to do it? And in the spirit of not saying no to things, I just sort of said, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And the rest is history. Unfortunately, last year I didn't compete because I got hit by a car riding my motorcycle. But the guys that did it with got 78 kilometres in. And I think they pulled out just because they were broken.
Wow.
So
I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine that would be difficult.
Oh, it's hard, you know. And we're all, you know, Tyson's probably the youngest. He's 33. We've all worked pretty hard lives in construction, you know. Most of us have pretty broken bodies already. But, you know, 96 kilometres is a long way. And we've got another year of training on top now, so hopefully we'll get into it this year, but we'll see.
Look, absolutely. But, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you know, the guys that actually did the Kokoda Trail, mate, they didn't have a choice, did they? They had to do it.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, no incidental part of it is the fundraising, really, for the Kokoda Youth Foundation as well. You know, it's a really great organisation, and, you know, they're doing a lot of good work with kids out there. And, you know, these are their... I suppose it's their main source of fundraising. So, you know, all the money that they raise doing these events and the challenges raised for them is what enables them to do these programs with the youth. So that's a really important part of it as well.
It is.
And that sort of,
absolutely.
We came to that later. We kind of understood the challenge at first, but, you know, then we understood, you know, this group is actually doing a lot of good stuff out there in the community, and it's worth supporting. So this year we're making a big go of fundraising a lot more, but we'll see how we go.
Excellent, mate. It sounds like you have some serious challenges ahead of you, especially in that walk, mate. I don't think I'd want to. I don't think I've got enough comfortable shoes to be able to do it. But mate, that sounds.
I don't think there is shoes comfortable enough.
No, not for that 96-kilometre one. Unbelievable. Look, thank you for your time this morning, Lachlan. We really appreciate you taking the time to tell us your story, and to sort of fill us in on why you see this as you know, such an amazing event, mate. That is really great. My hat is off to you. Believe me.
Thank you.
Alrighty, thanks Lachlan, thank you for your time. That was Lachlan McCulloch, who's participating in this year's Kokoda Challenge. You're on 101.5 FM.